Welcome, thirsty soul. The South Main Church of Christ podcast is intended as a collaborative effort between the Churches of Christ in East Central and Southeast Ohio who sing vocal music during worship services. Our goal with the podcast is simple: to connect the message of Christ with you through the lessons from the Bible. We hope you will find this podcast to be a fountain for all. Hi, this is Jim Lanning. On this week's South Main Church of Christ podcast, I sit down with Roger Chafin, a preacher with World Bible School, to discuss how World Bible School's ministry is to make material available to all who would want to know God and the gospel of Christ.
World Bible School is really just about in every nation on the face of the earth, with the exception of about five.
We'll get back to my conversation with Roger in a few moments. First, let's bring in Jared for some details about the Christian News.
The Christian News is a page on our church website, which includes an extensive list of stories we've covered on our podcast and is updated regularly with news story links. Some of the stories posted include a link from Channel 10's interview with Ohio State defensive end Jack Sawyer about God and football, a link to World Video Bible School's video about AI and the Bible, and Vice President J.D. Vance's warning about AI being weaponized to rewrite history and censor speech. Many more topics can be found on the Christian News page on our website. That's smcocnl.org.
We heard the joyful sound, Jesus says, Jesus says. Spread the tidings all around, Jesus says, Jesus says. Bear the news to every land, find the sea and cross the waves. Onward 'tis our Lord's command, Jesus says, Jesus says.
Now, here's Tyler with this week's inspirational thought.
For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established, that is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith of both you and me. Romans chapter 1, verse 11 through 12. I'm Tyler Waite.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song. Amazing grace, all day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid that debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song. Amazing grace, all day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
Now, the conversation. I'm here again with Roger Chafin of World Bible School. And we're very glad to have him here again today, and he's able to do this. So we appreciate that, Roger, and hello.
Again, a pleasure to be with you, and any opportunity I have to talk about God and talk about World Bible School, more than happy to do that, to reach out to people not only in the church, but those that are searching for some answers, that are struggling in various ways in their life. We have something I believe can help.
Okay, I might have you again. Earlier we had a podcast on World Bible School, but for those maybe that didn't hear anything from that, you might explain what World Bible School is and their mission and what they're doing.
World Bible School is something that God has blessed. It's a ministry. Our aim is to help individuals and congregations reach out in their own communities and perhaps if they're involved in mission work across the seas, to be able to utilize World Bible School material to reach the hearts and minds of souls that are in these foreign lands. And the Lord has richly blessed us, as we've been mentioning before, that World Bible School is really just about in every nation on the face of the earth, with the exception of about five. We have those to deal with, but hope springs eternal that one day we'll be there as well. But even then, and I'll just say this in passing, that with those five nations, that there are brothers and sisters who sometimes have even risked their lives to try to get material in because they realize how important that it is, and others that are helping to make access to that. And therefore, World Bible School is able to accomplish some great things. But that's because of God, not because of us, and we do it to His glory.
Amen. The last time I was thinking about asking about, you have Bible helpers, and I wanted to know more about them. And I think that's a great concept, because a lot of times if you're just taking this back and forth, you'd like to talk to someone or some communication with another person. So,
well, Bible helpers or study helpers, as we refer to them, they're just brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, elders, ministers, just other members of a congregation. We've had many become involved in World Bible School in helping others to learn about Jesus. And it's a very simple process. They can go to worldbibleschool.net and fill out a form. It takes about maybe 2 minutes to fill out the form. Send it in. Somebody will get back to you usually in about 24 hours. And it's just our way of helping to keep track of who it is that are study helpers, so that as they're either doing the paper courses or they choose to be online study helpers, it helps us to keep track of what they're doing and the number of students and who's going to be assigned to them or who they want to adopt. And that's one of the wonderful things about being a study helper. If you're online, you don't have to take just any student. There's biographical information of people that are looking to study. And so you can go to a different website, worldbibleschool.org, on a study board, student board, and it'll have information there about young men, young women, or even some older people, that what they're looking for, if they speak English, if they speak Spanish, if they want a young lady, if they want a man to study with, and then you can determine if it's someone that you want to adopt as a student. You have that option. But we've had faithful brothers and sisters through the years. I know one gentleman lives in here in Ohio. At one point, he had 1,000 students that he was helping to teach as far as the correspondence courses were concerned. And he's been at it for many, many years. And he's just one of the examples that we have. A name that people hear a lot with World Bible School is Ith Ruth Orr. Ruth Orr was one who just dedicated her life to helping people overseas. And she would recruit other members of the church to take mission trips with her overseas to Africa and to learn how these people live and to see what they really need. So she would engage a lot of people and get them involved in World Bible School. And she did such a tremendous work, and a great believer in World Bible School. But it's dedicated brothers and sisters like that that helps us do what we do, and why we are, I think, blessed by the Lord, because we are providing something to them that ordinarily they're not going to be able to find without great difficulty.
Yes, yeah. I think back to something that happened, I think it's been maybe 3-4 years now, where they did the Gallup poll, I think it was, and where it was the first time that here in the United States there were more people said that they didn't believe in God than did.
Yes.
And that was shocking to me. And I think what we're seeing today and in the things that are happening in our country, that is a direct result of that. The Word of God is not in our society like it was.
Right.
And that's something we need to get out here in America, and it will change things. That's done by one person at a time, that we all go to God's Word and want to become a child of God. So I think that's so important. It seems like in some of these other countries, they're a little more open to that.
Yes.
And we're getting more response there, but we pray for the world.
Well, it really is. It's funny you mentioned that, because in one of our last times together, I mentioned a man by the name of Michael Reese from West Virginia. And I asked Michael one time when we were together at a conference, I said, all of this work that's being accomplished overseas, and yet we seem here in America to where we're really kind of struggling spiritually in many different ways. And I asked him, I said, what would you kind of attribute that to? And he said, well, he said, really, it's because of the obstacles we have here in the United States. You know, there's a lot of things that call our attention, and not all of them are good. But he said, overseas, they don't have those. They don't have a lot of what we have, and that works to their advantage, because then they're able to see more clearly a spiritual need that perhaps we've become blind to in this country, although, like you said, we're starting to wake up to that again, and people are starting to think more along spiritual lines again, which is wonderful, because that's where World Bible School is really able to thrive.
Right, yes. That's what I thought. That here's something, too, if you're having difficulty getting someone to study the Bible with, there's an opportunity, and there are people out there in need of someone to help.
Well, and that's the wonderful thing, and I've even told congregations as I meet with them and speak to the elders or even address the members, that you could take an introductory lesson to our master series and just go up to somebody and just say, I would like you to read this, and I'll check back with you in a couple of days, 2 or 3 days, and I'd like to sit down and discuss it with you. And you'd be surprised how many people would say yes. But even if they say no, then you can say, well, I can understand that you're a little apprehensive, but if you would like to study this and do so in private, you can do this online. Mm-hmm. And you can direct them to a Bible study that way, but you still have an influence upon those people. And when people are taking the time to address somebody specifically and directly, you never know what doors are going to be opened with that, because they're starting to realize, well, somebody cares. Somebody actually cares about me.
Right.
And that means a lot.
Right. I was just thinking about Philip and the eunuch.
Mm-hmm.
And the eunuch was reading, and he didn't quite understand what he was reading about.
Yes.
But Philip was there to ask the question and guide him in the way.
Yes.
Of the words of the Bible, the Old Testament at that time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's really what a study helper does with World Bible School. They're there to help their students, however many they might have. You can have one, you can have two, you can have 100. It just kind of depends on the person and what time they have available to give to it. But at the same time, they're there to encourage, you know, and if a student is struggling with something, then they're there to kind of help them and say, well, if you have questions, what questions do you have? Maybe I can help. And if they don't, or can't, then there's somebody available that can, and you can address them or direct them to somebody else, that a minister or an elder or somebody else that might be able to answer their questions. And so whether they're doing the paper courses or they're online, basically you're there just kind of help them through and see them through the tough times. And if they need some extra help, then they can bring that to our attention, and we'll do everything that we can to help them. And then when some of them get to the point of wanting to be baptized, we have people around the world to where if they're in remote areas, we have usually somebody relatively close that will go and make sure that a baptism takes place.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that even here in the Kentucky area up around Cincinnati. There was a young lady that was wanting to be baptized, and for some reason she was having trouble getting a hold of somebody. So one of the ladies in the office called me that oversees that and said, do you know of somebody in this area that we can contact to help get this done? And I said, yeah, contact this particular congregation. They'll be more than happy to make sure it gets done. And so we set the conversion process in motion that way, and the baptism was taken care of in a couple of days. And so we do all of that through World Bible School. It's, you know, we're interested in people learning about Jesus, and mm-hmm. we'll do whatever we can to bring that about.
Good.
Yes.
I was thinking we have a little bit of time left, and maybe in that time, if there's a certain questions that you know that they ask more. I noticed online that you had some questions or frequently asked questions.
Mm-hmm.
You might go into something on that. And also, before we leave, we'd like to tell them again how they can get in touch with it and make okay. sure they understand that.
Well, really, it's as much as we try, when you're dealing with technology, there's always something that's not going to work quite right, or people are having particular problems in getting things done. And we have an email address, help@worldbibleschool.net. If you're having any kind of an issue online, regardless of what you're studying, just address to help@worldbibleschool.net. Give your name, your phone number, and what issue you're having. And usually within a few hours, somebody will be back with you by phone to sit down with you and go through the whole process, find out specifically what the issue is, whatever you're having trouble with, and they will get that resolved while you're right there on the phone. And so they will take you through it personally, mm-hmm. as much as they possibly can. So any issue that people are having with our online material, if they're having trouble getting through on the .net site, whatever it happens to be, we want to know because we will fix it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that lets everyone know you're working with people that care about your soul.
Yes. Well, and when people will get back to you, and you know, everybody will say, well, your call's important to us, so can you hold? but we don't do, you know, we just email us if you're having a problem. We'll get back to you. And generally, if you email us at like 9 o'clock, by noon, somebody will be back in touch and get that problem taken care of. And so anything, you know, we want people to learn. We want people to have a successful experience at World Bible School. So whatever we need to do to make that happen, we're going to do. And so they can start at worldbibleschool.net. There's a wealth of information that is there. And if they need to reach out, there's some contact information there as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Roger. And it's good to have you here again.
It's great to be here. Thank you very much for the privilege.
Here's Mark Randolph with this week's bulletin announcements.
Welcome to this week's announcements. We remember all the ones that's on our prayer list, especially the ones that's going through different ailments and procedures and surgeries that are coming up. We remember all of them in our prayers. Also, we remember the church youth group that we get together on Friday, June the 20th. That'll be from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in our fellowship hall. Encourage all the youth to come for that. Also, we have an area-wide sing that's coming up here at New Lex on June the 27th. That'll be from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And we'll be singing hymns, and we'll have a little snack at the end of the night in the fellowship hall. Remember all of our Bible studies that's coming up, and our Bible studies are at 9:45 on Sunday morning. And also, the ladies get together at 5 p.m. on the phone. We encourage you, all the ladies, to do that. Also, on Wednesday nights at 6:30, we have a Bible class for our midweek service. We remember all of our different ones that has different things going on in the area. We remember all of that and take in all that. Like our vacation Bible schools and also our summer series down in Pennsville, we remember all them. This is Mark Randolph.
My closing thoughts for World Bible School would come from Psalms 119, starting with verse 153. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn from your testimonies. I see the treacherous and am disgusted. because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever.
Come, glad morning.
Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Lanning, currently serving as one of the three elders at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. The other two elders at our church are Tom Shepherd and Ernie Starling. Our theme is There's a Fountain Free, composed by Mrs. M.B.C. Slade and Dr. A.B. Everett. Other hymns we feature in this podcast are He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe, composed by American Folk Melody and Pam Stevenson. Also, we have heard A Joyful Sound, composed by William J. Kirkpatrick and Priscilla J. Owens. And to close this podcast, I'll Fly Away, composed by Albert E. Brumley. We would like to thank all of the guests who agreed to take part in our discussion each week and hope to have them back with us in the future to discuss the Bible and what we can learn from Scripture. Our guests this season are from, but not limited to, the following organizations: the Southeast Ohio Food Bank in Logan, Hawking County; Christ's Table in Zanesville, Muskingum County; Somerset Church of Christ in Somerset, Perry County; New Concord Church of Christ in New Concord, Muskingum County; Churches of Christ Disaster Response Team in Tip City, Miami County; Pennsville Church of Christ in Pennsville, Ohio, Morgan County; Lone Star Church of Christ in Falls of Rough, Kentucky, World Bible School. Our weekly announcements are written by Holly Randolph and narrated by Mark Randolph. Thanks to Jared Allen, our technology room steward and media producer, as well as for serving as the writer, editor, and the scheduler of our guests. Jared also is our webmaster and assembler of the stories on the Christian News webpage. We thank all of our church members for their support. Most of all, we thank you for listening each week to the South Main Church of Christ podcast and hope you will subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We hope you will come join us for a Sunday worship service at 7 Smith Street in New Lexington, Ohio, and stop in during one of our Bible study sessions. Please be on the lookout for our special podcast posted from time to time. Let's talk again in a week.
Just a few.